Hey guys, I want to welcome you to Easter here at Cascade Kids. And guys, I want to tell you something. I'm so excited about our series today. We are starting a series called Hide and Seek. Now, I don't know about you guys, but growing up as a kid, one of my favorite games to play was hide and seek. You know, one person would choose to close their eyes and everybody else would go hide and you would have to seek after them and try to find them. Well, we're going to do that today. Now, I know what you're thinking. How in the world are we going to do that? And what does that have to do with Easter? Well, here's the thing. Have you ever wondered what Easter's really all about? You know, is it bunnies? Is it eggs? Is it, what is it? Well, here's what we're going to do. We've got some of our friends that have helped us here at Cascade Kids before that are hiding, and we're going to seek after them to try to find out some clues about what Easter is really all about. Are you ready for this adventure? Let's get ready to go. Here we go. Oh man, I wonder if there's... Hey, wait a minute. Why did they leave the lights on down here? That makes no sense. Oh, oh my God! What in the world?
Doctor,
hello, doctor.
How are you today?
I'm good. Dr. Heinzendorf, right?
Yeah, that is me, Dr. Heinzendorf. Hello, children. So glad you're joining us today.
That hide and seek was a little scary there.
Yes, well, you know what they say, the element of surprise.
Well, you definitely had the element of surprise. Well, listen, what are you doing down here?
Well, today I'm doing experiments with H2O, the chemical compound known as water, and testing out some new theories I have about quantum physics.
Okay, well, can I see some of these?
Oh, sure, children. You can do these experiments at home, too, if you like. We'll start off with a regular plastic cup. Now, what is so unique about this? The smell and the chemical composure allows us to add the H2O chemical, also known as water. You can drink this, but I would not recommend. You do not want too much, but you do not want too little. You want to try this mostly for maybe 75%. And then what you want to do, you take cardstock paper, yeah? And you put it on top of the cup. Now, watch this. When I flip the cup upside down...
Whoa. You're going to flip the cup upside
down? That is right. I'm going to flip the cup upside down. And then what you're going to notice is that the water is still inside. Now, watch this part right here. Once I lift up the cup, the paper will go visit, yeah? Oh!
Whoa! That's awesome!
Oh, but thank you. This is the water gravity's defying trick, and it is a great experiment for all you children out there. So maybe you try this at home with your mom and dad, yeah?
I love it. Now, do you happen to have another experiment for
us? Oh, yes. Yeah, I sure do. Today, we will do the next experiment known as snow.
Snow?
Yes. Now, as you know, water is a chemical...
Whoa, Dr. Heinzendorf, you realize we're in Georgia, right?
Yeah, Georgia in the summer, yeah. But here's the beautiful thing is science knows no bounds.
Oh, okay. I'm ready for this. Let's see what you got.
Now, what I'm going to do is take the cup full of water, H2O, and H2O has three different chemical properties. It can be a liquid, a gas, or a solid. So don't fart because it will mix up the gas. But what we will do, we pour it right in here. Watch this right here. As soon as I add this water to this chemical compound, look at it. It is snow.
Oh.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable.
I've got snow in March, in April, and June, July. You can do this any time of year. You make snow, summer, fall, winter. You make snow in the home, yeah?
Wow. These are awesome, but... Professor Heinzendorf, I was kind of hoping for, you know, some kind of information about Easter, and I don't think snow has anything to do with Easter.
I have something for you.
Okay.
Now, in talking about the story of Easter, here is your information you so desperately are seeking, yeah?
A bucket and a towel?
That is right.
How does this have anything to do with Easter?
Great question, Pastor Keith. Well, when Jesus was with his disciples, they were sitting at the table long before Easter began, yeah? They were sitting at the table, eating, Jesus was talking, yeah? But Jesus got up from the table, he grabbed a bowl full of the water and a towel. And what he did is he periodically went around the table and he would grab the foot of the disciples and he would begin to wash the foot with a towel with water. Just like so. Yeah.
He washed their feet?
Yes, but let me explain. It wasn't just because they were stinky feet. I mean, they definitely were stinky. But what happened in the Jewish society was when someone entered your home, the servant would come in and would take the towel and the servant would wash the feet. So when Jesus did this and he cleaned the feet of the disciples, he was showing that he, the Son of God, was a servant. You see, Jesus did not come to be served, but he came to serve others. And he was doing this to make an example for all of his disciples to serve others.
I get it. So Jesus came.
Yeah.
To serve other people.
That is right.
Wow. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind if I take this with you?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you take the towel, you take the bowl of water, and one more experiment, right? This is the how fast can you empty a pitcher of water in 3 seconds experiment onto Pastor Keith's head.
Okay, ready? I'm out.
One,
see ya.
Two, three. Ah, rats. I'll get in next time. See you later.
Hey, Pastor Trey, how are you, man?
Man, I'm just looking at my truck. There's all this pollen over here, and I can't even see out of my mirror, and I don't even have anything to clean it up with.
Look, I got something that's going to help you, brother.
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, brother.
Have a good one, man.
I appreciate it.
See ya.
All right.
Maybe I'll go up this way or something.
Hey, Pastor! Pastor Keith!
Hey! Stan, is that you?
Hey, it's me, Stan the Stuntman!
What are you doing in that water?
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to get some lunch.
Some lunch?
Yeah, I got my fishing rod out here. Hey, come take a seat. I gotta show you this thing.
Wait a minute. You got a fishing rod in here?
Oh, yeah. I made this. This is a brand new product. You've probably seen the commercials on ESPN, but...
I'm afraid I missed those, but why aren't you doing stunts?
Well, this is a stunt of life. You know, they say you teach a man to fish, he'll never go hungry again.
Okay, I gotta ask, have you actually caught anything in here?
Oh, I've been catching all kinds of things. Now, things I could eat, not quite yet, but check this out.
All right.
Got me a lantern. You can use this here to shine. Or
you caught a lantern in there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lantern in here. About broke my foot on it, but found me a little kitty toy. Call him Whiskers. He's real sweet.
Whiskers the kitty toy.
Whiskers, kitty toy. And wow. Last but not least, got me some headphones. You know, I can't exactly fit them around my head, but it worked, that's for sure.
Okay, well, Stan, I'm a little disappointed because I was kind of hoping, I'm trying to seek for some clues from Easter, and I was kind of hoping, but I don't think any of those are going to help me.
But hey, I was thinking there was something in here. Something swam by my leg about 20 seconds ago. Let me see if I can find something in here.
I got to see.
See, find you a clue or something. I got a method. I got to spin it in a circle. Well, I caught something. I got something, you see? It's getting
tight
on there.
You have got to be kidding. You really caught something?
Pull me under. Pull me. Huh? Fish story. Oh, check that there out. That's what you need right there. There's your clue, Pastor.
Wait a minute. That's what I need?
That's what you need right there.
We got us
some 20 pieces of silver. Oh, this is perfect.
Well, Stan, how does this go with our Easter story? I don't get it.
Let me tell you a story, Pastor Keith.
All right.
You remember when Jesus had his disciples.
Yeah?
Well, there was one that was a rotten egg.
A rotten egg.
Yeah, he was real stinky. What he did, his name was Judas.
Oh.
And Judas betrayed Jesus and sold him off to where the Pharisees, he said, hey, Pharisees, I know where Jesus is. You come get him, arrest him, and take him, throw him in prison if you give me 20 pieces of silver. Can you believe that? Judas, one of Jesus' trusted friends, betrayed him and sold him for only 20 pieces of silver.
Stan, this is awesome! You really were able to help me.
Hey, I'm still hungry, but hey, I'm glad I could help.
All right, well, listen, I don't want to keep you from your fishing, but man, thank you.
Hey,
thank
you.
This is awesome. All right, guys, let's see what else we can find.
See you later.
See you, Stan. Good luck.
Hey, thanks. I'm starving.
All right, man, what a great day. Maybe some, wait a minute. Maybe this guy can help us. Hey, 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 oh. Dude, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, Pastor Keith.
I am so glad to see you.
Hey.
I'm in the process of looking for people that can help me with this Easter story.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Easter!
Man, did I touch a nerve? What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pastor Kid. I'd love to help, but I just don't think I'm much help when it comes to Easter.
Okay, wait. I don't understand. Why are you so sad about Easter?
Because of what they did to Jesus.
Well, dude, fill me in. Tell me what happened.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm much help today, but I'm just overwhelmed with sadness because Jesus got hurt, man.
Well, what happened? Tell us.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Jesus was arrested because of Judas, right?
Right.
And when they arrested him, they put him on a trial in a court. It just makes me sad because then all the people gathered around and started saying, crucify him! And it was just not fair because Jesus did nothing wrong, man. And then they said, hey, okay, you want us to hurt Jesus? But what about this? What about if we release Barabbas or Jesus? Now, Barabbas, man, this is the worst part. He was a murderer.
A murderer?
A murderer! And they chose Barabbas over Jesus.
Whoa, let me get this straight. They released Barabbas and wanted to crucify Jesus?
Yes, man! It's horrible!
So what happened next?
Well, next, they just started hurting him, man. He got whipped, and he had a crown of thorns, and he had to carry a cross up a hill, man, and then... This next part's the worst.
Oh, no.
They put him on the cross.
I don't understand. Why did they have to do this?
A lot of them were just upset at Jesus because they thought he was a liar. They thought that he wasn't the Son of God, but he was. They didn't believe him, man. And that was the whole reason.
Well, you know, I've been looking for this information, and people have been giving me some clues. You don't happen to have anything that would kind of help me with this, do you?
I don't think so. Hold on, there's something. My butt kind of hurts. Ugh. Oh, I guess I was sitting on some nails, man. These are the clues you need.
You're exactly right.
Oh, man. That reminds me again of what happened because they put these through his hands on the cross, man, and through his feet. It's so sad.
But wait, dude, can I have those?
Yeah, take them.
You know, I got some good news, though. I don't think this is the end of the story.
Really?
Yeah. I've got to go find somebody else that can finish this story for me.
Okay.
Because the story doesn't end there.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah. So maybe you can sing a happy song now.
Yeah, there's good news.
Good Thank you, news. Dude.
See you later. Good news. It's good news for you and for you. Good news.
Oh, hey, Ethan. How are you, man?
Hey, Pastor Keith.
Where are you heading?
Just going to go read a Bible.
All right. Well, good luck. I've got to go downstairs. I'm looking for some people.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
See ya.
Wait a minute. Hey, Ethan. Whew. All right. Let's see what's in here. Maybe in our worship center, there could be something around here. Whoa, what is that? I got to check this out. Excuse me.
Hello?
Who are you and what are you doing?
Oh, hey. My name's Parky the Park Ranger.
Parky the what?
Parky the Park Ranger.
Parky the Park Ranger. Okay.
That's
So Mr. Parky the Park Ranger, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm actually here just studying this ancient Galilean tomb.
A tomb?
Yes.
Are you like a geologist or something?
No.
Study rocks or?
I actually like to study the Bible and I've been reading all about Easter, this event that happened thousands of years ago.
This is awesome. What? Because this is what I'm trying to find out more information about.
Wait, really?
This is great timing.
Perfect.
Hello.
Oh, you got a chipmunk on your shoulder.
Excuse me, I am not a chipmunk, I am a squirrel.
It's a squirrel, right. And it talks?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Squeakers the Squirrel.
Squeakers the Squirrel.
That's
well,
right.
It's nice to meet you, Parky and Squeakers. Listen, I don't know if you guys can help me or not, but I'm trying to get information about Easter, and I was actually going around different places, and people have been giving me some clues. I wonder, did you guys happen to have a clue that you might could help me?
Oh, yes, we have a clue for you.
All right, this is awesome. Okay, what have you got?
Your clue is nothing.
What?
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's nothing?
Nothing.
I thought you, whoa. I thought you guys said you were gonna help me. And all you said is you've got nothing?
All right.
How is that gonna help me?
You gotta let us explain,
Squeakers,
Pastor
Keith. Let's open up our Bible, Squeakers. Let's explain. So Jesus, after he died on the cross, right, Squeakers?
Right.
He was buried in a tomb much like this one behind us, right? The stone was rolled in front of the entrance. No one would be able to get in or out, so they thought. Well, remember, Jesus predicted he would come back after 3 days. And sure enough, after 3 days of Jesus being dead, Mary went to the tomb. The stone had been rolled away.
And there was nothing there.
Nothing there.
Ah, now I get it.
That's right.
So Easter is about nothing.
No, it's not about nothing, because the tomb was empty because Jesus is the Son of God and he came back to life.
Oh my goodness, guys, this is amazing. This is just what I was looking for. Now I can go back and I can finish my message with the kids. Guys,
great.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you, Parky the Park Ranger and Miss
I'm
Chipmunk.
Squeakers the Squirrel.
Oh, Squeakers the Squirrel. Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
See ya.
See you later. Bye.
I cannot believe he thought I was a chipmunk. I don't even look like a chipmunk.
No, you look like a pretty handsome squirrel to me, buddy.
Thanks, bud. That was fun.
That was fun. Good job. Fist bump.
Fist bump.
Wow. That was so much fun playing hide and seek. And I tell you what, we learned some incredible things about Easter. We learned that, number one, Jesus came not to be a king, but he came to be a servant and to serve other people. We also learned that while Jesus was here, he did some incredible things. And most people love Jesus. But there were some people, even one of his closest friends who betrayed him, turned him over to the Romans, and Jesus was crucified and died on a cross. But that wasn't the end of the story. The best news came at that tomb where we found out Jesus had risen. He was no longer there. And guys, that's why we celebrate Easter. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're still saying, but what was the whole purpose of Easter? Well, let me share with you. I think I have some things that may help. Now, let me show you what I've got. I've got a bottle of water and a couple containers and a cup. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some of this water in this cup, just like so. Now, you see how you can see through it, how it's clear? Now, when God created man, he created us to have a relationship with him. And something happened, though, that hurt that relationship. It's that word, sin. And you may say, well, Pastor Keith, what is sin? Well, sin is anything we do bad against God. So, for instance, if you've ever told a lie, that's a sin. If you've ever disobeyed your parents, that's a sin. If you've ever taken something that doesn't belong to you or used words you're not supposed to use, those are all sin. And here's what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And what that means is we've all messed up. Well, let me show you what sin does to our life. When we disobey our parents, when we tell a lie, when we take something that doesn't belong to us, it takes our life and it changes us. And it's no longer that clear. It's now murky. It's muddy. It's a mess. But here's the thing. God wanted to have a relationship with us, but the problem is God can't be around sin. So what do we do? Well, that's the whole reason He sent His Son Jesus. Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins. And all we have to do is say, "Jesus, I choose to invite You to come into my life and to forgive me of my sins." And when we add Jesus to our life, watch what happens. He takes what was a mess and He makes it new again. And guys, that's how much He loved us. My favorite verse in the entire Bible is John 3:16. And it says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life." And guys, that's what Easter is all about. So some of you may be watching today and you may say, "Pastor Keith, look, I know I've sinned. I know I've messed up, but I would like to choose to ask Jesus to come into my life." Well, guys, I want to give you that opportunity right now. And here's what I'm going to do. In just a minute, I'm going to say a prayer with you. And if you would like to ask Jesus into your heart, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Now, guys, what makes this prayer special is that you mean it in your heart. You've got to say, "Hey, I know I've messed up. I know I've sinned. And I know the only way I can be forgiven of my sins is because of Jesus. And I choose to invite Him into my life." Then I want you to say this prayer with me. Let's pray together. Dear God, I know that I have sinned. And I've done things that are against You. Thank You, God, for loving me so much that You sent Your only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. Today, I ask You, Jesus, to come into my life and to forgive me of my sins. I love You. Amen." Well, guys, I want to tell you something. I got some great news. If you prayed that prayer, that is the best decision you could ever make. And I want to encourage you to do something. Make sure you let somebody know at your home, your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, whoever. Because, guys, that is the best reason. And not only that, I want you to let us know here at Cascade Hills. Because, guys, we love you so much. And we're so glad you made that choice to ask Jesus into your life. And guys, here's the thing. I hope you have the best Easter ever, and we can't wait to see you again real soon. Have a good one.
What's up, Cascade Kids? Let's get ready to worship.
In the dark night, I was wandering, and then You called.